Chapter 15, Redefining Language. Opening questions. How well can people communicate if they have different understandings of the same words? If two or more people disagree to the meaning of words in their language, is it likely they will reach unity on matters those words pertain to? If important and valuable terms are redefined to something different, less important or less valuable, or even false, then isn't something valuable lost? So we have made the proposition that reason and logic are being put aside and emotionalism is taking their place. Furthermore, we have taken a brief look at relativism and a few of the more popular beliefs based on relativism. Those beliefs have been shown to be erroneous using reason and logic as our tools to evaluate what is true versus what is false. There is a strong correlation between emotionalism, the putting aside of reason, and the rise and popularity of a relativistic worldview. Not believing that objective truth can be known will push people towards emotionalism. With reason and standards gone, what sense is there in trying to make sense? That which will rule is, I feel that is right, or, quote, I feel that is wrong, unquote. And that marks the beginning of the end of unity for any group of people. Additionally, we just saw how the term respect has been redefined, or its previous commonly understood meaning has been shifted to mean something different. That fact is a good lead into this chapter. Another way to befuddle reason or to try and destroy truth is by redefining language. Language is critical in communicating and understanding concepts or each other. This is most easily seen when two people who don't speak the same language try and communicate. Usually body language, facial gesturing, and pointing are resorted to in order to communicate. Anyone who has tried to communicate something more complex to a person who does not speak the same language knows how difficult it is to communicate in a deep, rich, detailed manner. What if a group of people believe that each person must decide what a particular noun means, that the meaning of the nouns in that culture's dictionary are incorrect? In other words, they agreed on a basic vocabulary in terms of the word's existence, spelling, and pronunciation, but left the definition of the words up to the individual. How well could that group communicate? If a group of people turned away from a common standard for knowing the meaning of nouns, then would not confusion and chaos result? Imagine this grocery store scene. Excuse me, sir, could you please tell me where the apples are? And the worker answers, well, what do you mean by sir and apples? Language is not inflexibly permanent. In other words, language can change over time and new words are added or old terms are let go. However, even though language is more plastic than stone, it still needs to be consistent for it to work as a means of clear communication. Nouns and verbs need to be stable in their meaning and not changed based on an individual's whim or a culture's passing fad. When terms are redefined, then language loses its ability to communicate concepts clearly. A recent subcultural example of this was the use of the term bad to actually mean good. That is about as confusing as it gets. There are many terms that have multiple definitions, but the primary definition is usually stable and consistent over time in any given language and culture or society. If you look at dictionaries for the English language that have been published in the last 100 years, you can validate this truth. A valid question is, who is the keeper of the standard for what terms mean? Typically, this has been a collaborative endeavor by the people who publish dictionaries. No single person is appointed as the keeper of English nouns, for example. However, in regard to English, some terms have older origins than others. When a new term is created, it is called coining a term. Many new terms have been created over the past half a century, particularly in areas of growing knowledge like technology and science. However, terms that describe basic human existence and relationships have not changed significantly over time. Why? Well, because human existence and the ways people relate to one another has not changed significantly over time. So, let's look at a few more important terms and their associated concepts to define them properly versus how the popular culture defines them wrongly. False cultural view or definition of love. Romantic feelings towards another person. Example, I love you and want you to be my spouse or partner. To really like or have a strong affinity for something. Example, I really love ice cream. Sexual expressions, let's make love. Now the proper definition of love. To value someone at least as much as oneself and to behave selflessly towards them based on having compassion for them and thus help them in every good and right way possible and to want to share life with them. False cultural definition of faith. A religion or a person's religion. A pie in the sky, highly unlikely hope. Proper definition of faith. A simple core level existential trust or confidence in something or someone. In the case of God beliefs, the above definition has the additional component of trust or confidence in something or something you cannot see or validate with your senses. False cultural definitions of the church. The religious buildings that people go to for their religious services. The program, services, and staff of the religious organization. The people who participate in and support the religious organizations which take some kind of a Christian label, or who profess or identify with one of the many Christs and sects of Christianity or the God of their parents. Proper definition of church. The collective followers of Jesus or Joshua of Nazareth, especially as they live together and share his life together in daily life in one location. The called out ones who don't value or pursue many of the things the people of the society or nation they are in says are valuable or important. False cultural definition of community. People in close proximity. People living in the same housing development. People who live within a smaller geopolitical entity like a town or village. People who self-identify the same way even while they might not know each other or encounter one another or communicate with one another. Example, the LGBT community. Proper definition of community. Derived from the root term commune or commune. People living communally, meaning sharing their resources and participating in each other's daily lives to support one another, help one another, and join in the work required to support those in the community. People holding shared, important common beliefs, often political or religious views, who come together and are unified in sharing life together. False cultural definition of peace. Lack of outward conflict. Example, the Middle East peace process. Proper definition of peace. Internal lack of conflict or stress manifesting calm with no animosity or ill intentions towards other people. False cultural definition of marriage. The legal joining together of any two adults for the purpose of gaining material benefits or rights or privileges typically from a government, as well as a legally based acceptance or approval of that relationship from the society or their natural relatives. Proper definition of marriage. The joining of a man and woman together as life complementary partners and a concept that provides commitment around the having and raising of children and the best model to accomplish that important responsibility. False cultural definition of gender. A fluid, vague, non-specific, unstable, confused view of maleness and femaleness, no longer associated with the actual physiological anatomy of the person, determined by subjective emotions instead of physiological aspects and character traits, and subject to change. Proper definition of gender. Maleness associated with males, those with male anatomy, and having masculine character traits, and femaleness associated with females, those with female anatomy and having feminine characteristic traits. The above definitions are just a small sampling of meaningful terms that are being redefined. As you can see, important terms have already been redefined, and the important proper definitions and concepts of those terms have been largely lost or destroyed by relativists who drive political correctness and desire to force others to their irrational worldview. Another great way to hide wrong motives or to destroy simple truth is to use complex concepts or processes to do so. The next chapter will examine that practice in the culture at large and then again in the religious subcultures in a later chapter. Chapter summary. Having a common language is critical and necessary for people to successfully communicate ideas, concepts, and needs. Having standard and stable definitions of nouns is critical in having a stable and consistent common language, which is critical for good communication, and to have any hope for unity on important human relationship matters. Words or terms are being redefined due to relativism and many people moving away from a common understanding of reality or a common shared ethic. Through redefining terms, important concepts are being destroyed or lost. And worst of all, the most important concept of all has been more or less destroyed. Love, as we shall see.